USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic reserves.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And we're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 592 points, the NASDAQ down 89, the S&P 500 off 51. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
On Capitol Hill, a move to get small businesses hurting from the coronavirus crisis more money. Republicans trying to move the bill forward as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi install in delay mode. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is amending the Senate schedule to set up a Tuesday meeting. The Tuesday meeting will give the chamber a chance to pass a deal on the interim coronavirus relief bill and provide more money for small business loans in the popular Paycheck Protection Program. Democrats have been holding up the bill, and according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy,
we had a small business program working. She's now held up the money. There's 700,000 small business applications in right now, trying to keep their doors open. Last week, we watched 5 million people, new numbers, for unemployment. How many more millions of Pelosi's layoffs will we have to endure before she'll put people before politics?
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Memorial flowers and Canadian flags being left at the locations where a gunman kills at least 18 people in Canada, including a mounted police officer in Nova Scotia. One Canadian flag with a blue piece of tape across it tied to a fence outside the Royal Canadian Mounted Police headquarters to honor that officer. The gunman, 51 years old, disguised as a police officer, dead. More now from USA Radio's Wendy King on the deadliest mass shooting in Canada's history.
A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia. Chris Leathers is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He says the suspected shooter is also dead, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform, and he even fixed up a car to make it seem like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser.
The coronavirus definitely has people looking differently at their lives. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Survey results from Gallup as they question 80,000 Americans as to how they rate their lives, thriving, struggling, or suffering. Dan Witters of Gallup tells us the survey was taken March 21st to April 5th.
What we have seen now just over the course of the last month is a really unprecedented decline, because we have plummeted from up around 55%, which was where we were hovering last fall, now down to 48.8% and falling.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.